I love you.
When I walk through deep waters,
Jesus,
I know that you will be with me.
Yes.
And when I'm standing in the fire, I will not be overcome.
Jesus.
Through the valley of the shadow, no, I will not fear.
Jesus.
I am not alone. No, I am not alone.
Jesus.
You will go before me, and you will never leave me. No, I am not alone. No, I am not alone.
Hallelujah.
In the midst of deep sorrow,
Jesus,
I see the light is breaking through.
Masakaya.
The dark night will not
Jesus.
Overtake me.
Ayaya.
Cause I'm pressing into you.
Jesus.
Lord, you fight my every battle.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And I will not fear, say, I am not alone. No, I am not alone. You will go before me.
Before me, Lord.
You will never leave me. No, I am not alone. No, I am not alone. You will go before me, and you will never leave me. You amaze me, you receive me,
yes.
And you call me as your own.
Jesus.
You amaze me, you receive me, yes. And you call me as your own.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You're my strength.
Yes.
You're my
Jesus.
And you're my refuge in the storm.
Yes.
And through these trials, you've always been faithful. You bring healing to my soul. I am not alone. No, I am not alone.
Jesus.
You will go before me. We are not alone.
Jesus.
You will go before me.
Yes, Lord.
And you'll never leave me for eternity. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Blow your trumpet,
Gwen. All right. From the beginning. I guess, it's just
don't get low, keep high. Praise God.
It's used to anoint us, all the word of the living God, from every description that we have. every word. Every word. And I'm going to try my best to adequately describe Jesus as the whole. In everything that we do, in everything that we are, in everything that we do. So let's start off with prayer. Father God, we come to you in Jesus' name. Jesus, we ask you to intercede for us. And we come boldly to the throne of God in time of need, asking for your guidance, asking for your help. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Okay, so today we're going to walk through the praise of God, every one of it, every one. Number one, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yes.
You know, that's a statement, and we want to hold to that statement. Okay, John 17:5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with them before the world was.
Whoa.
And, you know, it enables me, and I leave the Word the same was in the beginning, was God. You know, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Okay, 1 John 5:11. And this is the record.
The record, okay.
That God has given to us all eternal life. And His life is the life of His Son. You know, He's not mocked. He's awake. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. And where there was a man sent from John whose name was John. And the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. But the men now, all men through Him might be loved. You know, we need to love each other. You know, that's real, real important. And tell about the symbols and the essence of God in this Word that we preach every day, that we admonish every day, that we hold on to every day. Number 8, He was not light, but was light to bear witness of that light. You know, everything we do, everything we say, everything we anything you do came. Okay, and that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Every word of God that we preach, every word of God that we try our best to sanctify, every word that we talk is true. It's truth. You know, you have to realize that one thing above all is that we realize that God is here.
You know, God is what?
God is here.
Oh yeah.
God is here.
Okay.
And we have to learn that by association. Okay. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to him gave the power to become the sons of God, even in them that believe not his name.
Praise God.
Didn't even know his name. we have to know the name of Jesus. We have to know what he is. We have to understand that what Jesus said, he meant. You know, number 13. What was born, not of blood, nor of the will, of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. You know, that says a lot to me. Okay. Number 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. Full of grace. And John bare witness of him and cried, saying, was this he of whom I spoke? He that cometh after me is preferred before me.
Wait, can I interrupt you there for a minute? You said, and we beheld his glory. We wasn't there when he appeared on earth. We didn't see him. How do we behold his glory? How do we see him? Through his word and through revelation. Through faith. We wasn't there when they said they beheld him. Behold him mean you looked on him greatly and you saw the glory. They saw the glory of God through Jesus. But we wasn't there, we didn't see it. But we see it this morning through the Word of God as you teach. We take it by faith and it is revealed to us. We have to take it by faith.
Right. we must take it by faith.
Amen.
It is so important that we understand that everybody should take it by faith. You know, His word is truth. His word is real. And his word is cynical, even. But even with that, you know, his word is truth.
Amen. It is truth.
Yeah. It's absolute truth, too.
Amen.
It's absolute truth, too. It might be true that your finger hurts, but the absolute truth is by stripes of healing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Commitment to heal.
That's good, Mary.
Verse 16. And of his fullness have we all received in grace for grace. Mm-hmm. And 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yeah. Grace and truth. Yeah. If we just think about that for just a few minutes. Grace and truth.
Both of them are completely equal in full. Both of them. You can't just have grace. You got to have the truth with grace. Because if you don't have the truth with grace, then your grace, you'll go out and do anything you think you know, we're under grace, so we can do anything.
Okay? That's true.
You got to have the truth with it. If you don't have the truth with it, then you're going to be out there on these drinking, Assembly of God pastors out there partying, wife swapping, all kinds of stuff, because they're under grace. They don't have the truth with it.
But that's not true grace.
Exactly. You got to have the truth with it.
The truth.
That's good.
That's the reason
good.
Why he's saying that right there.
Mm-hmm. Truth and grace.
See, because it's happening bad, really bad. As a matter of fact, the pastor's preaching a sermon on that today.
Well, so we got the sermon back here. First edition.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, the law was given by Moses, but gracious truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God in any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the heaven, in his bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
He said this twice, that he is the only begotten Son. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
He is the only begotten Son. I've heard pastors talk about they're all begotten sons, but there's one. And then all of us are under it.
Right. We're the creatures of that fruit.
Right. We're from them.
Exactly. Exactly. But we're not equal on his level.
We come from the Father. He came out of God himself when he became man.
Yes, ma'am.
He came from the bosom of the Father. That's like he proceeded forth from him.
And he's still man.
Yes.
See, he is still fully man
fully
today
man. Yes.
In heaven,
yes.
Making
fully
intercession.
God.
That's just wow.
Mind blowing.
You know, he's man.
The perfect Lamb of God.
Amen. So amen. We can make it if we still make an intercession.
Oh, come on, man. Yes. Thank you.
The enemy says that you can't make it. It's impossible. You know,
God. All things are possible with God.
But listen, if he's interceding for us,
amen.
We will make it. Not that we can make it.
Amen.
We will make it. Mm-hmm. That's the reason he called us a glorious church. Because he's interceding for us.
Boy,
his prayers has never failed.
Ooh.
Woo. We're feeling good here. Jesus. Lamb of God.
Amen.
And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem and asked him, "Who art thou?"
I like that voice there. Mm-hmm. Keep it up there. Go. Go, Gwen. Go ahead. Keep that voice.
And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am the Christ."
All right. Come on.
I am the Christ.
Woo. Mm-hmm. I am the Christ. You know what he's saying? I'm the anointed one.
Right.
Shoo.
But here's something that really just got me the other day. All these people right here were looking for him diligently for the Christ to come on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's like Andrea, I think, went to Peter and said, you know, we have found the Messiah. Mm-hmm. Okay, because they were diligently looking for him.
Yes, they were. Mm-hmm.
Diligently. Mm-hmm. That's why these people were here asking, are you the one?
Yeah. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou prophet? And he answered, no.
Jesus. Come
on. And they said, they unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to him that sent us?
Who are you?
Yeah. What sayest thyself? Mm. What sayest thou of thyself? a lot of what we teach is Jesus. A lot of what we say is him. But we don't say it ourselves. He said, I am the voice of the crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Elijah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a voice.
Right, I'm a voice.
How many voices we have in here today? Mm-hmm. Woo! Making a way for his return. I'm a voice.
Yeah.
I'm a voice to my generation.
Speaking of Christ and him crucified.
Woo! How many voices I have here this morning?
Amen.
That's a voice to their generation. Mm-hmm.
And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. They which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him, and said unto him, why baptize thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elijah?
Why are you baptizing if it's not the Christ, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Nor Elijah, neither the prophet. Yeah. That's one of the major issues of Christ the Savior. Do we? No, we don't. We never did. John answered them, saying, I baptize you with water, mm-hmm. but there standeth one among you whom you know not.
Did you see what he said? He said, but among you. Okay, see, there's a rabbi coming, okay, that was trained by the greatest rabbi that ever lived, even to this day. What you taught, okay? Mm-hmm. Among you, there's a rabbi, and he's coming, and he is it. See, that's just phenomenal right there, even in those words, what you just said right there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Okay, let's go to number 27. He is it who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet. I am not worthy to unloose.
Mm-hmm.
That tells a lot right there in that scripture, where we're not made to we're not made to prefer before me.
Mm.
You know, we need to seek Jesus.
Amen.
We need to seek Jesus with all our heart.
Amen.
We need to pray Jesus with all of our heart. And I am not worthy to unloose. And that is a symbol of humanity. It is a symbol of Maybe this unloose that he's talking about. Yeah, 28. These things were done in Bethabog, beyond Jordan, where John is baptizing. Where John is baptizing the family of God. Is present. Really, it is. And there we go on a daily basis, every day, every place, every time. I think the class is over. And maybe we need to pray. Maybe a prayer of sin, just for those 28 verses that we quoted this morning, and for our Father God, I come to you in Jesus' name. Jesus, I ask you to intercede for me. Father, I give everything I know to the glory of God, and I give everything I am to the glory of God. I thank you for it. I wish there was more for me to understand and more for me to do. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name we ask. And we pray for the fellowship of the fellowship of the Son of the Living God. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Our communion class is over. It was taught by Apostle Thurston. But if you still want to take communion, you can go get your communion cup and take it. And don't forget to fellowship with Jesus when you do your communion cup.
Amen.
Tell him what you... Just communicate with him. Ask him questions. Tell him what you want. You know, that's what his disciples did. They laid on his shoulders. They